Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Problems are increasing for President Cyril Ramaphosa as the public protector announces a probe into the missing money at his game farm in Limpopo. This public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane, is of course massively conflicted given that Ramaphosa wants to sack her. But until that point, she still has status. It is a business story because it's one that matters for investors. Leave aside the question of who on earth sells tens of thousands of dollars worth of game and then, as one commentator has put it, hides the proceeds down the back of the sofa. It is about the acumen, the judgment and the future of the president himself. I have to wonder if, like one of his celebrated cows, he's not been mortally wounded with a pack of very hungry lions, hyenas and vultures all circling his carcass. The problem, of course, and this really is from a business point of view, if Ramaphosa falls, who and or what replaces him? That is the kind of question worrying investors in New York, London and elsewhere. South Africa, without Ramaphosa, are we back to the Zuma years? And if Ramaphosa falls, we may look back at the rand at its current levels with something approaching fondness. And on the subject of which, why is the rand so strong? It's gained a further 0.5% or so, trading this morning at 15.29 to the dollar, 16.40 to the euro, 19.17 to sterling. The dollar itself unchanged at 1.07 to the euro. Well, right now, it has little to do with the president and everything to do with someone called Mrs. Watanabe. Mrs. Watanabe, as Bloomberg's John Authors reminded us this week, is the catch-all name, the shorthand for Japanese retail investors who see a weak yen and low interest rates in Japan look for higher returns elsewhere. South Africa's rand enters the frame, as do currencies like the Brazilian real. This is the so-called carry trade. Mrs. Watanabe was very prominent prior to the great crash of 2008, and it seems she's back in business. The Japanese yen, by the way, at a 20-year low against the dollar. On the broader markets, the red ink is back. The JSE All Share and Top 40 both down 0.5% at the bell last evening. London's FTSE 100 ending just beneath flat. In New York, the Dow, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq all down around 1%. Tokyo this morning up around 0.25%. Ditto Hong Kong. Sydney down just under 1%. Gold at 1855, platinum 1008, Bitcoin 30,260, Brent crude oil up 1% to just over $124 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.